And in this moment, like genocide was in my country. It was 100,000 were killed. And it was really so much death. And I was just a child. When everything happened, I was probably 11 or something. And in this moment, I grew up in a family. Also, my father, and we had everything, and suddenly we lost everything. And in one day, war came, and we weren't ready. It came really suddenly. And we had basically all our windows were shooted by snipers, and all the transportation was tanks, no more transportation. And any helicopter or any airplane comes, we know what they're going to do. They're going to drop bombs. And basically all the explosions were going on in our country. And basically we're just hiding in the basement and waiting to die. And in this moment of really facing death, I saw so much death as well. So many were brutally raped and killed in my neighborhood. And as a child, I saw so much death, and I was really paralyzed and had nightmares because I knew if I was going to die, I'll go to hell. And I was so afraid to die because I'm going to hell and burn in eternity. And I knew I couldn't earn... I don't know if I'll be actually in heaven. And because of that no assurance of heaven, I was really paralyzed. And in this moment... on top of this, we had famine because in our country, no one was ready for the war, and all the supplies were gone, and nothing, no one was ready for war, and basically we were all starving to death. And in this moment, staying in the line to try to get some bread for our family, we were just in the lines and having four seasons because we didn't have electricity or water or anything. In the winter time, people were frozen to death, and it was really so much death, basically, and elder people and children were basically dying, and so much death. And in this moment, police trying to keep us in line and in order, and they were trying to keep us. But when they opened the door, because in the country it's like millions of people, and so everyone trying to get a bread and bring to their families. And everyone trying to be first, but because people starving to death, they're killing each other for a piece of bread. And they were going over heads. And I was just little, bony, all skeleton. And they were just going over me. And I was almost crushed there in the line of bread. But the police started shooting on the air and saying, oh, we got to get this together. But people weren't listening because they were so hungry and starving to death. They started shooting on the people. And the bullets were just an inch just missing me. And in this moment, I'm really facing death and like people dropping next to me. And I was like paralyzed and shaking with fear that I will be now facing death. And in this moment, I started crying out all my prayers that I knew. I was reciting all the prayers in Islam and crying out to Allah, save me, help me. And he wasn't answering. And I was so devastated and I was so desperate that I started crying to God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob that I read in Quran. And God of... and I said, if you're real, if you exist, Jesus, if you're real, God, creator God, just save me, save my life. I'm so desperate. I'm hopeless. I need hope. And in this moment, I was miraculously, supernaturally saved from this chaos. And I was released and I started pondering if God of Jews and Christians is real God. And but I was really pondering my heart. I didn't tell to anyone this miracle would happen, but I was like, I was wondering if it was a coincidence or if it was real. Because of that, I was like, if it's happened again, I will for sure know. I need to try and see. But what happens?